Flicks, the movie and TV podcast. I'm your host, Carl Pierce, and today with us we have Richard Earlham.
Hello.
And we have James Brown.
Hello.
And today's episode, we're talking about what we've been watching for the past week or so. So, I think I'm going to start. Right, so, as I keep saying, me and Lauren are having this competition, my wife, where who can see the most films. I'm on 85 films this year.
Oh, that's brilliant.
That's this year.
That's this year. Lauren's on 90.
Wow.
So I know I'm getting beat. This is because I've been away a few times and she hasn't. Mm. So like, I've got up my game. But anyway, so
are you watching any two at the same time together, or are you always watching?
It's like one upstairs or one in another room.
Yes, sometimes. Yeah, or like if I'm out, so she'll watch one.
Do you have like a secret drag? Like, you know, you go get up in the middle of the night and go watch your film. Or...
Yeah. I do stay up a bit later to make sure to get one in.
Do you? But,
What about the film?
The rule is, as well, you've got to watch the film, so you can't, like, say, like, if you miss 5 minutes, it doesn't count. So we went and seen John Wick 4. This is Lorna's rules, by the way, and she like, fell asleep under with John Wick 4, and she said, I can't count that because I missed some of it. So I was like, fair enough, all right.
Good sportsmanship, that.
It was. I wouldn't have done that. No. But, so, probably one of the best films I've seen recently is The Summer of Soul, in brackets, or When the Revolution Will Not Be Televised. So this is on Disney Plus. Has anyone seen this?
No.
So it is basically about a festival that happened in 1969 in Harlem, and it was a predominantly like sort of black community festival, and it was probably like it was revolutionary at the time because obviously you didn't have a festival just for the black community in America, and it's boss. The music's great. Like, it had people like Stevie Wonder on it. You know, I can't remember who else was on it. But like all these boss acts, Jimmy Ruffin was on it, singing. But this footage was taken in 1969, and then was put in a vault and like hasn't been seen since last year, and it's been put in the documentary. And it's everyone talking about how influential it was. And it was sort of, this festival was sort of like sort of overlooked because of like what happened in 69. Mm. Well, you had Woodstock.
Yeah, I was going to say Woodstock.
Yeah, and you had like the moon landing. Well, this happened the same week as the moon landing.
The moon landing.
Yeah. Inverted commas.
Okay, you have to say inverted commas.
I'm gonna tell Buzz Aldrin he's gonna come punch you. But the interview people like during the week when the moon lands on, and the interviewing like all white people, and they're like, oh, it's a fantastic and it's amazing, like it's history and all this. Mm-hmm. And they talked about black people at like this festival, mm-hmm. and they're going, why are you wasting money on that when you should be feeding people, you know, around the corner who can't eat? And it's like that. Yeah, some things don't change, dude. Like, you know, they're still talking about like that now. But yeah, so it's a bit like, it's a documentary, but it's also a music.
Yeah.
Show. You see the act.
What's it called again?
So the Summer of Soul.
IMDb as we're talking.
I can't remember the act. One was called. Oh no, I can't remember what it was called. But yeah, it's on Disney Plus as well.
Summer of Soul.
I can't even find it myself now. Summer of Soul, there we go. So it's from 2021. IMDb, it's got an 8. And yeah,
it's good, it's
decent life. But I can't remember any of the acts that were on it. But yeah, Stevie Wonder was on it, and who done that? Let the Sun Shine. But they were on it, but they were like, people thought that they were white, but obviously like it was a bit of a mixture of black and white people because they sound so poppy. And they were saying, well, what's a black, not the Drifters. It was an act I'd never heard of, but yeah, definitely worth watching. I think you'd love it, James, to be fair. Like,
Stevie Wonder played the drums.
He sings and plays the drums.
Stevie Wonder's playing the drums.
Yeah.
That's impressive, isn't it?
Mm. Do you want to know a fascinating fact about Stevie Wonder?
One.
He plays the harmonica on one of the Eurythmics song, There Must Be an Angel, is it?
Yeah, I think I...
you can tell.
It is Stevie Wonder-esque, isn't it? Yeah, it just, I don't know why he plays the harmonica. There you go. Yeah, so recommended. Summer of Soul, it's on Disney Plus. It was brilliant. And the music's boss. Like, it's proper, like, every song. Like,
I'd love that.
This is
and,
boss.
But you know what? That's already a good 8 already. And it's been out for a while.
Yeah.
So that looks like a good one, really.
What's good as well, the soundtrack is on Spotify, and you can probably get it on record, whatever, like album. And it's the proper live recording. So it's not just like, oh, this is the song they've done.
Yeah.
It's the proper live recording. So, yeah.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that. I'll watch that.
Yeah.
Definitely. Boss.
Yeah, recommend. Highly recommend.
Highly recommend.
Yeah. Right, who's next?
Film of the week. Go on. I've just done a load of rewatches, so I'll start with the first rewatch, which was a couple of days ago. I've talked about in the past, like our kids have YouTubed a lot of films, or they've watched YouTube clips of people watching films, or they're, yeah, it's like they need to get like, anyway, one of them that they, well, Maddie hasn't seen was The Usual Suspects, and it was like, oh, waiting for a treat here. But getting her to watch films is a pain in the neck, because it's like she's always wanting to study or whatever. But anyway, so I what an amazing film. I mean, we all know it's been out almost 30 years,
yeah,
in 1995. I don't want to say spoilies or anything like that. It's gonna be.
Spoilies. Don't spoil it. No, because people probably haven't seen it. Or some people might have seen it.
I don't think I've seen it.
You've never seen it. We've talked about this before, surely.
Don't think I've ever seen it.
Do you know without saying it? Do you know the ending? It's like one of the most famous endings.
But there's kind of. There's. I only remember. I only remembered when I was watching it. There's kind of a planted twist. And then there's the ending, and I forgot about the planted twist with one of the characters. But
so, what's the premise for those who haven't seen it?
So basically, what I want to actually Google, what is the actual story? What's the true story in it? Because we are taken down so many different roads, and this is what's so brilliant about it, James. It's set in two timelines. We've got present day, where the guys are brought in for a lineup. The Usual Suspects, five of them, and then but everything's planted and everything's done for a reason, we think, or is it, we don't know, and you just find out things as you're going along that something's been planted, but it's not for the reason that you think it's been planted for, that there's another reason behind it. So clever. And I was just started wondering, what else has Christopher McQuarrie done as a writer that's as good as The Usual Suspects? These guys are brought in for a lineup because there's a crime's been committed, but the lineup is just to get these people together to then form a gang to pull off certain heists. And then there's a biggie, not at the end even, is it really? It's in the middle, and then there's the aftermath of this heist. But they're given all sorts of different jobs, and then there is, I'm being a little bit cautious with what I'm saying here, James. You've got to watch it.
It's a heist movie, but
it is a heist movie.
Is it in its essence? Is it a heist movie? That's what I'm going to say.
Yes, heist. Yeah. But one of the heists,
mystery as well.
Is it's not the heist that they think they're going to have. In fact, a couple of them are. There's a bit of twists within the heist. It's just constantly going and keeping you on your toes, and. One of the films, I mean, we were talking the other day when we did The Matrix, we were talking about things that are up there in the top 10 of films. I think that's got to be on one of my top 10s, because it's just such a stunning film. But now I'm starting to think, what other films can we watch that are as good as that have got those twists in before they wreck it for themselves? And I thought, The Departed's another good one. Yeah. No Way Out with Kevin Costner.
I'm seeing that
from
one.
The 80s.
Never seen that one.
That is a really, really classic twist film.
Yeah, The Game.
The Game's another
one. See The Game?
No.
Oh, James, wow.
I think that's on Netflix. It's unbelievable. Like,
but
it's
what else brilliant. Is...
What, in terms of the twists that go on?
I mean, it's just a great film, anyway. Yeah, that's the twist. I mean, I've seen it once, to be honest, and I was like, oh my God, this is amazing.
And the good thing about The Usual Suspects is that when we finished it and she's like gobsmacked about what's happened, and I said, the brilliant thing is you can watch it again from the beginning, and everything's different, the whole story's now different, and that's where, and like I say, no spoilies there, I don't think.
It's one of Spacey's biggest films,
but you know what, I think it's his first big one, isn't it?
I think it made him the star,
and then there were a couple
he's the lead in it.
I don't think he's the lead.
Well, no, Gabriel Byrne,
yeah,
and then you've got Pete Postlethwaite, you know, but we've Stephen got Baldwin in there, and Benicio del Toro.
I can never say his name.
There's another chap who's, is it Fenster?
Kevin Pollock, Pete Postlethwaite.
Kevin Pollock is the fifth of the lineup.
Who's the baddie and everything? I don't know if he's the baddie in this. Like, I can't pronounce his name either. But he was in all sorts. He's in The Boys, isn't he? He's
the baddie in everything.
He's boss.
Is he A-Train? No.
No. He's like the leader of.
Oh no, because we're 30 years on, aren't we? He looks like.
Yeah, he's probably younger. You're right.
You're talking about the policeman. What a film!
Yeah,
what a film.
Directed by Bryan Singer as well. who went on to do X-Men and stuff, and a few other bits.
But I'm just having a look at what else Ralph McQuarrie has Top Gun written. And he's did he direct it or did he write it?
I don't think he directed it.
Because it's like, you know, this guy, he's done Mission Impossible, Maverick. These are the writers. The Mummy. He's not done anything similar. Valkyrie. I love Valkyrie. The Tom Cruise one with the Nazi. He's not done anything as good as that, and certainly nothing that's got any twisty turns in it, or amazing characters in it.
I suppose as a writer, you don't really want to just like be pigeonholed.
No, maybe. But it's like come on, give us something else.
What's the other fella? M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah, you could say Christopher Nolan is always in there. Now with Oppenheimer, is Oppenheimer a biographical?
It's meant to be.
It is, yeah.
So it's not a out here made up written.
So it's not like Inglourious Bastards where they just.
It's very factual. Yeah.
So it's not his traditional.
No, in fact, it's all factual. It's not. None of it. They haven't changed history. Basically, right. They haven't gone full Quentin Tarantino.
So based on the true story type of.
Yeah.
Right. So that's his first one of those as well as.
Well, the Batman. Sure, yeah. Batman's a real one.
But his. Going back to his.
Oh, Bruce Wayne is his. Yeah.
His are usually mind-bending, twisty, turny things, aren't they?
Yeah.
There's my first of my rewatches, and I don't think we've talked about The Usual Suspects in the past, but
we have talked about it when we did the twists.
Right.
That's one for me, then, isn't it? I can't believe I'm not seeing it.
Yeah. Definitely.
I think you'd love it.
Have you seen The Departed? Because I think that's another definite watch.
No, but I think Usual Suspects better than The Departed. Like.
Right. Possibly for the story in it, but it's the story, the acting, the editing. I don't know what I'm saying.
Who's in The Departed, by the way? Just to
DiCaprio, Matt Damon, Jack Nicholson.
What's his face? Matt Wahlberg's in it.
Is the Joe Pesci in it? He's the type of thing that
is he in
he's
it?
The type of person
he is,
that
he, that
he'd go into that one.
I have seen The Departed, haven't I?
But I think
it's
gonna,
Boston. In Boston, yeah, I have seen
I'm
it.
I'm sure we're going to be doing
I have
that
seen
soon.
It. Yeah, I seen it last year, didn't I?
Yeah, great film. But yeah, Usual Suspects definitely one.
I loved The Departed. I thought it was really good, actually. I remembered, but I watched Usual Suspects.
Soundtrack's awesome, though.
Is it?
Yeah. Van Morrison doing a Pink Floyd, Comfortably None.
Oh,
nice.
Love that song.
Yeah. Go on, James, what have you got for us?
Right, so I was telling Carl on the way in. So the first one I'm going to talk about is a Disney Pixar movie called Elemental. Richard is like Elemental.
I've heard of it.
So, long story short, I wanted to take Annabelle the pictures. I actually wanted to take her to see Barbie because she's obsessed with all things Barbie at the minute. Everything's just Barbie, 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 Barbie. We got to the pictures. It wasn't actually out other than the previews, which the staff were watching. I sort of cheekily asked the guy, you know, could we go and see it? You know, what situation? He basically alluded to the fact that no, we couldn't. It's a 12, and you know, no, basically.
Barbie's a 12.
12A, yeah.
12A, yeah.
So he alluded to the fact that we couldn't. Anyway, what I will do, I'll just go off topic there quick. This guy alluded to the fact that, you know, we couldn't really go in there and see it because it's a 12A and all that. Anyway. Since then, I've just seen nothing but kids Annabella's age or slightly older going to see it with the parents. So I'll be taking her to see Barbie anyway next week.
Definitely.
Just because of the visuals and all that. But anyway, Elemental. Let's go back to Elemental. So This was one where I had no preparation. I'd heard about it because Disney Pixar. I love Disney. And I thought, oh, it'd be ideal to take Annabella for the first film now. Bright colours, slightly educational about the elements and all that. And I just thought it was decent. It was great. Like, listen, it wasn't. My sister took her two daughters, who were obviously older than Annabella. Like, they're like, one's like 13, one's 10. They're older than Annabella, and I think they were a little bit bored with it. But in terms of for me with Annabella, and it was quite educational because obviously water and fire shouldn't mix and all that. Yeah. I like some of the stuff they did. There was actually one point I was telling Carl on the way in. There was like water and fire spoilies. We're about to like hold hands. And Annabella was shouting, careful, fire, careful, and all that. So she was saying that. So little things like that, it was quite good. The baby enjoyed it thoroughly. I thought it was all right. Then I've actually been listening to the soundtrack was really good.
Oh yeah.
There was a song in it. It was really, really good. Called the name of the song is "Steal the Show" by an artist called Love or something. But it was brilliant. Really, really good singer as well. But yeah, I liked it. Bright, colourful, educational. Yeah. Perfect for taking Annabella for the first film. As I said, she wanted to see Barbie, and we got had off, basically. But nonetheless, she liked it. Cost me about £60 buying loads of sweets and all that. Jokes aside, I think it probably cost me about £40.
Yeah.
All in, like, in terms of my ticket, hair ticket, two popcorns, two ice blasts, ice cream. Got loads.
And you went for it,
yeah, like, well, I think it was like £42.
You know you've set the stall out there now. Yeah, every time you get pictures.
Well, Beck's paying tomorrow for Barbie.
See, when I first took the kids to the pictures.
It's all right. We've got.
What's going
it.
On?
We've got.
Is the witch in our?
It is actually 12 o'clock.
Yeah. When we first saw Thomas, like, we just went, nah, don't get anything. Just take out.
Because you set
the stall. Yeah. And like now. They might get some sweets on the way in or whatever, but that you've got to go in early. No, you don't have that in the pictures.
But do you know why I've done it? Do you know why I've done it? Because I thought if she's not enjoying it, she'll eat her food and all that.
Oh, no, it makes sense. So
Beth playing tomorrow, but yeah, mate, it was. But it was decent, as I said. It was decent, as I said. I know you'll have a contribution to it in a minute, but my sister didn't really like it. She said it was boring. I didn't think it was boring. It was just a love story.
Yeah.
It doesn't give it away. It's on the tears anyway. Love them.
Yeah.
Water and fire. Water and fire. Water and fire shouldn't mix, and you fall in love.
Yeah.
Basically, that's the premise. Yeah. But yeah, easy, simple. But I liked it.
Yeah. It's got 7.1 on IMDb.
And that's probably fair. I'd give it a 7.
It's a decent film.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, well, I haven't seen it, but Lauren and Thomas went and seen it, didn't they? I told you this before. And they came out and said it was awful. Like, really. And like, for them to say like it's bad.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, it must have been bad, because like normally it's like you watch a film and you go, yeah, it was alright. It was just
but it was.
Didn't enjoy it. Yeah. Thomas is what, a 6, nearly 7 now, and he didn't enjoy it. I don't know what else. I don't know.
Well, there was a little boy, put it this way, that makes sense actually, because there was a little boy sat behind me and Annabella, and he was bored.
Yeah.
Like, he was kicking my chair.
Was Thomas?
He was kicking my chair and everything, and was like going, and all that. One thing that is worth mentioning though, which I thought was dead interesting, I know Disney Pixar do this quite often, but before the film, there was a film before the film,
a
mini film before the film,
yeah,
about the old man. It might be the old man in...
From Up?
Yeah, it might have been him in it with his dog.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
With the dog. Yeah. I think it was him. He's got the glasses. Has he got the glasses?
Yeah, like sort of square edges.
Yeah, it was him. Yeah. So, what's his name? Carl? Yeah, it was.
His name's Carl. Carl's the son. The boy in it.
Or whatever. It was this old man with his dog, but his dogs can talk to you now.
Yeah.
So, like, through this, like...
With the collar. That's up in it.
Well, I've never seen up, so...
Have you?
That was like a mini... That was on before the film.
Yeah.
You see, you're now going to be revisiting all these things with Annabelle
as she's growing up.
Yeah. And it's like, okay... And wait until you hit April. Not 18, but 16, when you can do things that are, like, alien.
More adult.
Yeah.
Wait until you can do... That's why Usual Suspects...
It's coming back around.
Yeah.
But all those little things, the younger things like Up, that you may have missed yourself as well.
You
might want to fast forward the first 10 minutes of Up.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it dead sad?
It's dead heavy. Yeah, it's heavy.
Proper heavy.
Yeah. Tears.
But life as
proper,
well.
Proper ugly face crying.
Is it?
Yeah. I'm not crying, you're crying.
And not just one thing either. It's
no,
not just one
things,
thing.
Wait, speaking of crying, Water cries an awful lot. So in the film, Valerie plays Water and his mum just can't stop crying. Like,
oh, yeah?
Cry off anything. like proper ugly face crying.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was really, really good. The only criticism I've got of it, as I said, it was just alright, you know what I mean? But a big criticism I had is Water reminded me very much of Iggle Piggle off in the Night Garden.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
The voice or?
No, just the way he looks.
Oh, yeah.
Which is Iggle Piggle, the blue one.
The big
blue
guy.
Yeah. So basically, he was like Iggle Piggle, but like translucent, so you could see through him. Whereas Iggle Piggle, he's just blue, isn't he? But like, he reminds me of Iggle Piggle. Was he based on Iggle Piggle? I don't know.
Who knows? I think, I could be wrong, I'm sure the writer or the writers, they wrote Inside Out as well. I mean, Inside Out is a brilliant, film. It's You've seen Andy Richard.
Yeah.
So it's basically, that's like the story of a girl whose parents,
Yeah, you'll, I was just going to say, you'll need to watch it when Annabella's... How old's the girl in it?
Oh, I can't remember.
She's basically
nine,
she's being
nine,
a stroppy little girl,
teenager,
basically.
Yeah, but they're sort of moving house, and like she's up their life and moved.
Mm. She's not happy.
But that's not the story. The story is what's going on in her head. So like all her emotions, anger,
they're characters in the film.
Are characters in her head, and it's about the characters in her head, and like that's how she's.
Got, like, oh my god, I have seen it. I watched it the last week or two.
But it's did you?
Yeah, and then
they lose memories.
Yeah, they lose memories, like that, and there's a memory bank. And there's a girl who orchestrated all.
Yeah.
And it's because she moved, she had this lovely home, didn't she? And it's like this back seat where there's like mice and everything. Yeah, I remember.
So like it's the same writer, so it sounds like it's gonna be similar themes.
Makes sense.
Yeah. It's like sort of like I say, educational. It's good for the kids.
But it's Inside Out good for the adults as well.
Yes.
What I like about these, you'll get you thinking about these films is that, as you said, you can go along with a kid. How old is she now?
Three.
Yeah. Thought she was old. God, I thought she was about four.
No.
Five. No. Okay. You can go along with a 3-year old and then you can appreciate it and still watch it. That's what I really like.
Everyone gets something out of it.
And again, yeah, I remember things that we went to watch with the kids, like Muppets. It's just fantastic.
Is that the first
one? The first of the remakes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's just loads of films like that. I think in the past it didn't really happen. It was like if there was a kids' film, it was really for kids. Whereas now they're trying to. Yeah. Well, they have to. They have to keep everyone happy.
Yeah. Smashing, right? My turn.
What have you got?
That's a great question because I'm getting a bit confused. Now, have I talked about The Flash?
No.
We've had conversations about it in past.
We've talked about it on the podcast. So I'll talk about The Flash because I was thinking, where are we up to here? I was going to talk about The Flash first. So, me and Al went to watch The Flash the other day.
Who?
I mean, Al Bulger. Al from the podcast.
Right.
And I really enjoyed it. I thought it was great. Good. It wasn't perfect.
You look hesitant.
No, that's what I was saying. I'm just being thoughtful. I don't want to give spoilers away. So the premise is the Flash from the Justice League.
Yeah.
His mum got killed by his dad. We know that from the previous films, like the Justice League films. His dad's in prison for it, and he's now works in a crime lab. And it turns out that he can travel back in time. And he says to himself, "What if I? I know, yeah, this you're gonna hate this." What if I travel back in time and save your mum? What happens? What would happen? Basically, so he goes, and this is on the first bit. Like, what would happen? So he goes back and saves his mum, and he goes into about 1990 something, 1999 maybe. I don't know what year it is. Anyway, it's not the current year. Anyway, it's like a bit more in the past. So he goes and saves his mum. Comes back, gets knocked out of the time stream, whatever it is, and ends up being in a bit of the past. And basically, everything's changed. So he isn't in this universe, isn't the Flash. Superheroes don't really exist. Superman didn't come out and save the world. Batman retired years ago, and it ends up being Michael Keaton's Batman.
Woo!
So
classic.
Yeah, which is brilliant. It's brilliant. It's a bit weird when he turns up, but then like. He probably kicks ass, like, and then
does it out? Quick one.
Go on.
Yellow Batman circle and that. Yeah.
Yeah. Batmobile.
Oh, class.
Batwing.
Batmobile in it as well. Brilliant.
Oh.
I mean, so, the one from the original.
Yeah, 89. Oh, yeah, fantastic. 89. Now there's loads of stuff that goes on before that, but I won't mention it. And the story's the story. It's Back to the Future. Dimension Back to the Future. Oh, that's right. That's what he says. There's a quite a funny scene in it when he goes, I've come back in time. It's like Back to the Future. I'm like Michael J. Fox in that time traveling film. And he goes, do you mean, who's the original actor? Who's done it?
In what?
In Back to the Future. Before Michael J. Fox, there was another actor, wasn't he? What's his name? You know his name.
No, I'm confused.
Michael J. Fox was Marty McFly.
Yeah.
There was another actor who was Marty McFly for months.
Oh, Eric Stoltz.
Eric Stoltz. So in this film, they go,
oh, you didn't know because you did. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's changed like loads of things. And then they go, Mal J. Fox, do you mean from such a film that he was never in? I went, that's Kevin Bacon. Oh, Kevin Bacon from this film. And the Goonies. Yeah. And it was a good little scene, like a little nod. But anyway, right, the story's Back to the Future with a superhero twist, right? The story's not all that. The best bit of it is all the cameos, and I'm not even going to tell you them because I don't want to spoil them. There's so
off
many
the top of your head, how many cameos is there? That doesn't give it away.
Oh no, there's 20 odd, like loads of
cameos. Are they hidden ones, like in, what was it, Daniel Craig in one of the Star Wars films, but because he's a stormtrooper, you can't see him.
No, full on, this is
them, you sort. But how many hidden ones would there be in that case as well?
Oh, there'd be loads of hidden ones. But like,
you can get it on, you can buy it on Google Play now, can't you?
Oh, can you? Yeah. Already, yeah.
The Flash,
yeah. Give it a watch. But I don't want to give too much away, right?
Come on, Carl, I want to know a bit more.
Right, there's a lot of cameos where...
Yeah, cameos aren't spoilies.
No, but it is for this, though.
But like, but if cameos in what sense? The superhero world?
Yes.
Or all worlds?
Oh,
okay. Oh, superhero world, yeah. Right. DC. All right, okay. DC, all right, DC, that's DC. Right. But a lot of the cameos, and this is a lot.
Affleck's in it, isn't he? I know that.
Yeah, he's in the start. Yeah, Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck. Yeah.
So he's, right. But he's not even current Batman, is he? Because current Batman...
Well, he is. Isn't.
I thought three Batmans were in it.
Well, right, so let me say, the big cameos, Carl's right, really, I am. Really. I'm trying not to give it away.
Is Christian Bale in it?
I don't want to tell you. But the big cameos, right, are CGI. Now, this is a Warner Brothers film. We've talked about The Matrix last week, and we talked about the CGI in the sequel to The Matrix, where it was like a plasticine face. Mm. And that's what this is. It's that same technology, because that's Warner Brothers. You can tell it's the same.
It's not deliberate, it's because it's Warner Brothers.
Yeah. Right. They're trying to be the thing. Now, there is one boss cameo which I will tell you about.
Go.
And which is real, not plasticine face.
It's plasticine face, as far as I know. But it's boss, and it is the reason why.
Is Michael Keaton plasticine face?
No, probably Michael Keaton. Yeah. That's just his normal face. Yeah. But
He has aged.
No, he's still a handsome guy. Still a handsome guy. Anyway, so this one once. So back when Michael Keaton was Batman, there was the what's the director's name? Tim Burton was gonna do a Superman film, right? Do we know who Superman was gonna be? What actor?
No, but know? This is like a dream.
That's all right. So Nick Cage was gonna be Superman.
Was he?
Yeah, yeah. There's even pictures of him in the suits, like, you know, for test footage and things like that. Long hair, proper Nick long hair. Nick Cage.
And then he went on to Kick-Ass.
He did do Kick-Ass, but it basically got cancelled. Now, Kevin Smith, you know, like he's been in films and actor and stuff and writer, he wrote the screenplay for it. Right. And one of the producers said in making this Tim Burton film, said, right, I like it, I really like this, but I really want a giant spider in it. What do you mean? I want Superman to fight a giant spider. Why? Well, just I think it would be really cool. Like, this producer. So Kevin, this film never got made. And Kevin Smith told this story, like, on stage. And it's boss when he tells it. And he's like, what the fuck are you on about, basically?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's the best cameo for me. Mm. Was that Nick Cage is in this plasticine face as Superman fighting the giant spider.
Oh, my God.
And it's like a nod. So it's like a nod to, like...
Does it look like Nick Cage, though?
Yeah. Yeah, it does. Oh, it looks like him, yeah. And all the cameos look like the people.
What about the voices?
I don't think he spoke in it.
Are the voices though in the cameos? Are the voices still got interest in these cameos? Are the voices still the proper people?
I think it's like taken from old things.
So they didn't like redo it. It's like from.
I don't think so.
But so, Michael Keaton
is definitely like Michael Keaton. Yeah. So it's you know what the best thing of this film. Is all the cameos. I said this to Alan at the time. I said I've really enjoyed that, but it's not really about the Flash. The best bits of the film aren't the Flash bits. Though he's really good, isn't he?
Mm.
And as there's two, it's in the side of this, so it's not a spoiler. There's two versions of him. There's the Flash with all the powers, and like teenage Flash who's got no powers. And like seeing it, and he plays both versions, and seeing him bounce off himself. Yeah. It's good. It's a good little comedy act. And again, without spoiler, again it's in the trailer. Superwoman is in it.
Mm, yeah, I knew that.
Brilliant. Boss, like a boss character. I hope we see more of it.
Hang on, I'm getting right. Superwoman, not Wonder Woman, not Supergirl.
Well, Supergirl, Wonder Woman, Supergirl, Superwoman, same.
They're the same. I'm being really stupid. Is, no, it's not, is it's Superwoman, not. Supergirl older, or is it a totally different character?
They're different characters, but it's another version of Supergirl. Sorry, it should be Supergirl. You're right, but it's Superwoman.
Right, I've never heard of Superwoman.
Yeah,
it's a new one.
Yeah. How much is it on Google Play, Richard?
20 quid if you're going to buy it on 4K. Yeah, I'm not going to be doing that. Because it'll probably be on... Well, hang on. It won't be on Disney, will it?
No. It's DC.
Yeah.
So it'll be on Now TV.
It'll come down in price, though.
It's got a 7 out of 10. on IMDb.
Is that accurate, do you think?
Yeah. It was good. It looks good, as I say. CGI, plasticine faces let it down a little bit. But there's no other way they could have done it.
I've got to be honest, I'm sick of these 7.0 films. Mm. I'm waiting for a film. That's why I'm hoping Oppenheimer is. Well, I'm waiting for a film to blow me socks off.
Waiting for another Usual Suspects.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, basically.
Well, can I jump to my next film that I was going to talk about? Because
hang on, can we put this to the vote?
Go on, folks.
Go on then, yeah.
All right, thank you.
We'll
delete this.
Go on, Carl. Tell us.
Hopefully, the editor doesn't delete this. Oh, to me. So we watched Avatar in preparation for the sequel, which is now on Disney Plus.
Right.
And the reason I'm going to bring this up now, it's a good solid film. The story is what the story is, but you know what? The effects are outstanding.
Even.
I was thinking, like, back when I first seen it, I remember time thinking, and we talked about it loads, haven't we? Like, oh yeah, it was good, it looked good, yeah, I enjoyed it, it was alright, and never watched it again. And now I can see what people mean, because it just looked like, they look like real characters, the Navi. They look like real characters, the blue faces, the big eyes, all the big robots. Alright, some of it looks a bit robotic, but it's meant to be.
I thought it looked like we're in a computer game.
I don't think it does. I
felt it missed something that gave reality.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Watching it back, I was like, oh no, I can see why people love the special effects. But that was what, 2009?
Yeah. I was just wondering how it was. So still going strong.
Yeah.
Have you seen the sequel then?
No, we haven't watched it yet. So that's going to be our next.
I've never watched Avatar.
Yeah.
And there's a reason why.
Go for it.
Because I'm very stubborn. So me and my wife, once we split up and she started going out with this lad and they watched Avatar.
Oh, no, really? Yeah.
So I've literally always had this thing that I've never watched Avatar.
I totally can understand that.
Should we get him on the podcast? Get
him on. Yeah, Kev.
Do you know
what his name is? Kev's name is. What was it like, Kev? Was it good?
Yeah, it was like. But yeah, I say, like, the film is what it is. The story is what it is. It's Ferngully, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was blown away by the effects. I thought, oh wow, I'm quite surprised this still holds up. Whereas watching The Matrix the other week, some of that you were like,
ooh, but 09, the only thing I'd say to that, to counteract it, 09, I don't think 09, not much has changed since 09.
Mm.
I think the Batman, The Dark Knight was 09. Or was it 09 or 08? 08,
yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah, you're right.
And think of the effects in that.
Yeah. But a lot of that's practical, isn't it, as well?
Oh, yeah, it is.
This is mostly
special.
Yeah, you're watching a cartoon basically most of the film.
Yeah,
but it doesn't feel like a cartoon.
But, no, but
that's the genius.
I think what they have done is that they've now, it's almost like they've said, look, we've got the special effects sorted, and they're now looking at the animation, because like what you were saying about Spider-Man, what's the latest film?
Oh yeah, across the universe, across the multiverse, probably. Yeah.
Have
Spider-Man.
You seen the? And you're probably going to hate this. I'm just talking about the trailer to the Teenage Mutant Ninja Heroes.
Yeah, I have. I
have you seen the animation?
Yeah, the animation.
That's very similar.
The animation.
Are you messing with that? That looks amazing.
But it's like the way we don't talk about the Ghostbusters, the rehash, because you hate that. I really like that look and the feel.
Do
and
you
the,
like that?
It looked great.
Because it looks grungy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you like that?
What are we talking about now?
For that particular...
The new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, yeah. No, it looks good. And it looks, like, not stop motion, but it's like...
It looks almost like you're turning the page on
it. Yeah, that's it. So that's the way Spider-Verse is done as well.
Effects, because they've gone as far as they can go.
Yeah.
And now they're looking
but it's
at
like,
making different things.
So it's
happen.
Like it not looking so good, the in thing.
Yeah. It's the thing is, it's
different.
That sound, like, for stuff like that, if it's meant to look like that, brilliant.
Yes,
but
yeah.
These are meant to look like it's real life, and that's what's off-putting. Like it's like when we talk about Agent Smith in The Matrix Reloaded, and it's like there's like a million of them.
Yeah.
And they look like made of plasticine, and that's
it's not meant to.
But how many 20 odd years later, and still talking about it like looking like plasticine.
Does annoy. Like well, I've always said it. To be fair, like DC. I think I've always said it. I just think they miss a trick all the time with their special effects all the time.
Yeah.
I've always said it, like in comparison to the Marvel stuff.
Yeah.
But I thought, what was the really big Avengers?
Endgame. Bless you.
I thought that was very layered, and there wasn't there was depth to it, but there wasn't depth to the layers. So like a layer was like, you know, when you go to the theatre, old school theatre, and you had a sort of like the foreground was a block of wood painted, and then you had and that was but there was no depth to that foreground, there was no depth to the back. I felt like that with the Marvel, but before that they seemed to be better. I'm thinking of like when the Kurt Russell character was on his planet.
Oh yeah,
and it just looked bizarre. It didn't look right to me.
Yeah, but then you could argue that's meant to, innit? It's in space or whatever. Mm. It's meant to look a bit.
Yeah,
outer worldy.
Yeah, but yeah, I know what you mean. But I just thought to mention Avatar. What is Avatar at the moment?
Have you not seen it? We not seen the second one yet.
I've seen the new one yet. No.
What have you seen the second one?
No.
It's on Disney.
That's why we watched that.
Yeah,
I'm just not.
That fuss.
I'm not.
But I think it's worth watching. I think it's because there was so much publicity over it, and then I watched it. It's like, why are people shouting about this? It's, what did you say? It was
seven point nine.
Won loads of awards, didn't it? In terms of special effects.
Yeah, had tons of special effects. Yeah, James Cameron. We can tell why. It looks boss. Mm-hmm. It looks boss. So. I've always said, like, I don't get it, but no, I get it now, I've watched it again. Anyway, so go on, who's next?
Me. Go. I'm going to do a couple, seeing as that seems to be the dumb thing.
I was
going to
do a couple,
I'll do a couple.
Okay, right. First of all, we finished, oh God, I can't remember what it's called, because I've watched a couple of things. The Outlaws.
Oh,
the one with...
Pierce Brosnan.
No.
Oh, go on. Oh, you're thinking something else. Sorry, I'm thinking something else, sorry.
Or is it just Outlaws? I'll tell you what, I'll talk about one that...
The series Outlaws.
Yeah, but it's not on here.
It is the top, goes to the top. Is that one?
Oh no, it is. Yes, it is the Outlaws.
The Outlaws, yeah.
Yes,
so I've not seen this.
I thought I was going mad.
On Netflix, there's a film called The Outlaws, and
I
thought that's what you're talking about.
So what's this one?
This is the one with
the BBC series.
The BBC series with written by Stephen Merchant. Shut up. Written by it's got Christopher Walken in it.
Oh,
yeah.
Right, very briefly, really enjoyed it. I liked the conclusion. Couldn't have bettered it. It's 13 episodes of, I've said it before, very good comedy, very good characters. A little bit of dodgy drug dealing and guns and stuff like that. It's just an all rounder. It's a really good all rounder. But I think the best is that it finished really, really well. Okay. So we needed something new to watch. So there was an advert on for a Significant Other, I think it is called.
Your mum loves this.
Which is, let me just get it on here. It was on ITV Plus. ITV Plus. Two seasons so far. The trailer was basically a guy. Now I'm thinking in the trailer. It happens in the first couple of minutes anyway. The guy is trying to commit suicide, and in the trailer, she's having a heart attack. So you've got two. They live in the same. They live next to each other in a flat. So she's having a heart attack. Basically knocks on his door, on his intercom, says, "I'm having a heart attack," and he's just taken a load of pills to commit suicide.
Oh my god.
And it's sort of like, what are they going to do, basically? And it just follows two neighbours at tough times of their lives, and they just grow a nice relationship. I'd call it a rom-com. Now, when we did the rom-com, I said I don't like rom-coms, I've never really watched them. I'd call it a rom-com, but it's not cringy, and it's not a typical thing, and the characters are both lovable. So it is, she is played by Catherine Parkinson, is it? Yeah, Catherine Parkinson off the IT Crowd.
Yeah.
And then the other chap, I'm trying to think what he was in. I think it was a sort of a racial one. I think he was an immigrant from somewhere, and people were
what's his name?
Let me find out what he was in, because I'm talking a load of rubbish there. What's his name? It's interesting you say that, because
hasn't got the cast.
IMDb has decided not to tell me the cast.
IMDb, oh, yeah. Side down there.
Yusuf Kerkor.
That's his face.
He's playing Sam. He's about 7 foot tall. He's huge.
Is he?
I have seen him in something where. Yeah, I've seen a little clip of him.
So he's born and raised in Morocco. What's this? This thing, I think, is called Home. The thing that I'm trying to explain. Where
he's on Channel 4 or something.
Yeah.
And he's like a immigrant of some sort.
Yes, and, yeah. And people from this. Oh no, maybe it wasn't him. But people from this country weren't particularly nice to him.
Yeah,
and he sort of fights his own and says, "No, I've got a right to be. Got a right to be here." Yeah, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, I like Significant Other. Without spoiling it, I'd like two series. Is it so far? No, just one series. I'd like to see if they're going to do more, because I mean, obviously the writers listen to us, so hopefully. Yeah.
Well, they will be.
And obviously the whole thing is about an attraction between the two of them, but they're so different. I really like the character she plays. She's weak, but she's not weak. She knows herself. She comes across as a bit ditzy, but she's actually... You know, you think he's going to be the stronger character, but between the two of them, they both hold their own. He's dead good in this. It makes me want to watch other stuff that he's been in as well. But I'd like to see where they're going to take it. I hope they do. I've already preempted what's going to happen, so I'm not going to say it on here. Oh, no, go on, I will. I reckon... So this series is, are they going to get together? If there's, I'm alluding to, is there going to be a second series? They kind of do. I'm going to say kind of do. The second series, I'd like them to have a kid, and then the third series, I'd like them to the kid growing up, because they're from different backgrounds, and I think
they're going to keep it going.
I'd like to see them keeping it going.
Yeah, my mum likes it.
Yeah. Does she? Good. Yeah. And it's on ITV, is it?
Yeah.
ITVX.
And dead short as well. I think only 20 minutes long. And I love her apartment, the decor and everything like that. But that's a different thing. So there you go. Is that my two?
Go on then. Next one
by me, the latest installment of the Scream movie franchise, one we never went to see.
I know, we were going to go.
Me and Carl were meant to go together, we didn't, and then one of the people we were meant to go with, she went, so then I just watched it on the telly. Really, really good. For those that don't know, the people who were involved in the last version of the Scream film all tried to move on to pastures new and all moved to New York City, the Big Apple, and it was absolutely boss.
You're gonna say
boss? I know, yeah.
No, it was absolutely boss. The reviews here, 6.6 on IMDb. That's not very fair, if I'm being honest.
So they started it up again last year in 2022.
So there's a 22 and then released another one in 2022.
So it's basically, that's called Scream 5. No, it's called Scream. And they talk about it in the film, but it's like a reboot.
Yeah.
It's like a soft reboot.
Soft reboot it is.
Legacy reboot, what I call that.
But it's honestly, I really, really enjoyed it. I've got to be honest, I know we have this conversation quite a lot about horrors and thrillers, psychological thriller. It was a thriller for me.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Not many, and I know you aren't fans of them. I love jump scares. I do like jump scares.
Yeah.
I know Richard doesn't like them, but I do like jump scares, and there wasn't many of them in it. It was very difficult, really. Go on.
Hang on, I was going to say, I don't like the cat jumping out.
Right, okay,
or if they're on a rooftop, a load of
a fake one. You want a proper one?
I like proper jump scares. Oh yeah, I like
proper jump scares. So yeah, but it was more of a thriller-esque, it was more like a crime thing. The biggest thing to note, which I knew about anyway, just through stuff I'd seen through the last one the year prior, you've seen, it's a lot more brutal. Oh my God, there's a lot more blood. The killings are very detailed, graphic, but not as scary. It wasn't as scary, but I really enjoyed it. I did enjoy it. Great, again, with some more twist. The twist at the end is brilliant.
They're always going to have a twist.
Oh, the twist. No, it's really good. It's like, good. I'd say, honestly, I wouldn't ruin it for you.
Yeah.
Put it this way, normally with Scream, you can get on to who it is. You can't.
Yeah.
That's all I'd say to you. You just can't.
Well, the twist is who the person is, isn't it?
Yeah. That's like Scooby Doo, isn't it?
Yes.
But exactly. It is like
Scooby Doo for grown ups.
Yeah, it is Scooby Doo for grown ups. But you can't call who it is. You can't.
Has it got many of the old cast in it? Or is it all the newer cast?
Well, it's the same in the sense of, well, Courtney Cox is in it.
Yeah.
Got me thinking. Now. Obviously, you know Sydney. You know she's not in it. Sydney's not in it.
Yeah.
What's it?
Dewey's not in it, is he?
Dewey's not in it.
Dewey.
Yeah. He's not in
it. We get Dewey and all the Scary Movie. Always.
Yeah. The police guy's not in it.
Smell my fingers.
Spoilies. But he's not in it for obvious other reasons.
Yeah. If you've seen the previous.
Yeah.
Show,
yeah. Richard won't know it. But Sydney's not in it because something's with money, wasn't it? they couldn't agree a deal with finances, really? So they just moved on.
Yeah.
Courtney Cox is in it. She's brilliant as always. Playing Gail Weathers, she's really good. Yeah, she's proper dead good. But yeah, and the fella, the ghost of Thingio was in it, the original killer.
Christmas Past.
Billy. Yeah.
Well, he was in.
Yeah, he was in the one prior as well. Yeah, because it's his daughter, isn't it? That's right. So, yeah. But one thing I did notice, I said this to Carl, the year prior, I thought it was quite. I thought the acting was poor, really, for me, and from the younger ones, because it was quite a young cast.
On the other one, like,
on the one the year before.
Yeah.
But then on this one, the acting's better. Yeah. So it's like these watched what they were like in the other one and thought, I'm going to do better.
Yeah, well, they're going to be better actors, aren't they? They've got to be, haven't they?
Yeah, so just a couple of mentions. Actually, it doesn't really. Oh, yeah. There's,
Jenna Ortega's in it, isn't she? Wednesday
yeah.
Adams.
Yeah, she's really good in it. Yeah. Her sister is really good in it. She's like the lead. Right. It's just the same cast as the year before. But yeah, very brutal, but very, murder mystery-esque.
So it's a different type. Is that because it's in like New York? Because all the others have been in Westboro, is it?
Westboro, yeah. Woodsboro.
So like all the others have been in there, haven't they? So like taken out of the setting, because a bit like with Ghostbusters, like it's normally New York, and the newest one wasn't in New York. So like I thought that was a good thing.
Yeah. Well, I thought I think it was really good. It just wasn't as scary. And there was a famous nod. If you watch the Scream films, the song "Red Right Hand" is always in it. Which is for those that don't know, is that obviously the theme tune on Peaky Blinders, but it's in every Scream film. Yeah. And it's in this one as well. Take a little walk to the edge of
town. That was in something else as well.
Dumb and Dumb
It. It is. I watched it last week. It's Dumb and Dumb It. It's in Dumb and Dumb It. Yeah. Weird that. That's Peaky Blinders.
But it's really good. I'd highly recommend it. Can I do one more than that? That's pretty much done. Right, next one, dead quick, because it's still ongoing. We'll watch it on Apple, which I'm loving Apple TV. Carl told Carl a lot about it. Yeah. I'm yet to watch something on Apple TV that I actually don't like. I think it's really good. The latest one is Hijack, Idris Elba's new TV series. I think he directed and writing it, or some of the producers that he's involved in it. He's doing a greater role other than just as acting. He is acting in it as well.
Yeah.
And it's just basically, it is what it says on the tin. They're on a plane coming back from Dubai and the plane is hijacked. And he is a negotiator in his real life. So he tries to use his transferable skills, shall we say, to try and stop this hijacking. Or to land the plane. Yeah. There's lots of stuff that goes on, lots of questions. Very certainly the fact that I was meant to be going on a plane, I'm not going on a plane now, unfortunately. But you know, the idea of being on a plane and hijacked to get the heart racing and all that. Yeah, it's really, really good. I can't say too much because, as I said, it's still ongoing. Up to episode 6 now. But Idris Elba's brilliant in it, but I highly recommend it. I would highly recommend Apple TV for people, though, just to go back to what I'm saying. You know, Ted Lasso, amazing. Yeah,
that's meant to be boss.
Oh, it's unreal, mate. It's one of the best things I've watched in a long time. We've spoken about it loads. We're watching another thing on there called Trying. That's brilliant. There's so many. I've watched so much on there lately, honestly. There's too many to talk about, but I'd highly recommend it. I think it's $7.99 if I'm right, and the first month's free.
Are we getting sponsorship for this?
Maybe.
Other services.
Other streaming services, but except Amazon Prime, because it's rubbish.
Don't bother.
Some people may say it's rubbish, not me. highly recommend it. Boss. But I'm really excited for you to talk about your one.
So, is that a series or is that a film?
It's series.
Is it?
Yeah.
And have you seen the whole thing now?
No.
Okay. But still ongoing, you said?
Still ongoing. Yeah. So, I'm up to episode 6.
And how's it work with the episodes? Are they just all already on there? Or is it week by week?
Just on the plane.
Yeah. What I mean, sorry, is like on.
Oh, no, sorry. Apple TV. They just drop an episode each week.
Every week, That's the best way to do it.
So, you can't binge it. And I wasn't a fan, to be honest. I was always originally, when we first started using these streaming services, I loved the idea that you could binge it. Now I actually like the fact that it's gone a bit old school, and you watch it when it's out, you know what I mean? I like that a bit more, because it gives something to look forward to, doesn't it?
It does. And it's like, they call it them water cooler moments, isn't it? Like when something's big like that and everyone's talking about it at the same time. You don't get that if everyone's binged it.
No, you don't.
I've seen that.
What I loved about Game of Thrones, and I really, really loved it. Even the House of the Dragon, like each episode, and like you couldn't get it anywhere, and it was like, as long as you're watching it on Sack with everybody else, it was that excitement. Oh, can't wait for next week. What's gonna happen?
Yeah, I know. do like all that. Yeah, so my last one, because I've spoken about a few.
I think we're all going to talk about this.
Have you all seen this?
Yeah.
Seen it? Oh, I was right.
Because somebody put it on, and somebody else put it on and then said, oh, I've just seen it. And then I thought, oh, I'll watch it.
Okay, so it's Fall from last year, 2022.
Not The Fall, which is
not
a
The
series.
Fall, different thing. So it tells a story of two young ladies who are like high climbers,
thrill seekers.
Thrill seekers, yeah, that sort of thing. There's an accent which happens right at the start.
Mm. You can say that because we've seen it. Yeah, and it doesn't give the film away, does it?
One of the girls, her husband, or. Yeah, husband, yeah, husband, daddy. He dies in a climbing accident, and then it goes a year later, and then the two friends, they decide to climb this massive tower in
America.
America somewhere, yeah. It's in a desert somewhere, in like, you know, Texas or something like that, isn't it?
When we say massive tower, you've got to see the trailer to appreciate how big this
was. 2,000 foot? Is it something stupid like that?
I don't know. Yeah, it says 2,000 foot.
2,000 foot TV. Yeah, there you go. So they decide to climb it for a YouTube channel.
Yeah, because one of them's a famous YouTube star.
That's right. But then, the ladder breaks and they get stuck. Now, I said this to James, and obviously Richard as well, but like, when I was watching this, and you probably feel the same, I was like sweating.
Oh, my hands and feet were sweating.
God, this is horrible. Like,
sweating out so
when they're climbing up, and you just think, and it looks amazing, it looks
it's very
really
good.
Authentic,
it's
the way they've done it, it's fantastic. You know, they're so high up, and, you know, they're slipping now and again, you go, oh my God, what's going to happen? Like, you know, you think, what would you do if you fell? Like, what would you do if you're up there? And then you've got the suspense bit where they're stuck up there, and what are they going to do, and how they're going to get away. I love this film.
It reminded me, before we continue, of a film where people jump off a boat. They all jump off a boat, but then somebody's forgot to drop the ladder, and then they're stuck in the sea, and the boat's up there.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember what it's called, but it reminded me of that.
I know what you mean. I haven't seen it, though, but I know what you
mean. There were a lot of films like, there was the one with Liv Blakely where she kept getting attacked by a shark.
Open water.
That's
it, yeah.
Or is that the one? Is that the Liv Blakely? But there were a lot of sort of like ocean ones.
Yeah.
Or Lost at Sea or some sort of thing at sea. But yeah.
It's very simple. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's one of the best films I've seen this year, to be honest. It was fantastic. And like I say, it's
very unfair, the IMDb thing there.
Well, 6.4. That's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
I think for that type of film, that's quite good.
But I think it's not higher than that.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, no, but people always, it's like what we say about comedies and horror. Is that people never rate them highly. Yeah.
Is this a horror or is this just
have you ever, to be honest, I have never, and I can actually go on record and say this, I have never watched a film that has affected me physically the way that did.
This
ever.
Does,
mate, that. I was dripping, my hands and feet were physically dripping with sweat. Yeah. I was like that, going like that, I felt uncomfortable. It was like that all the way. I've never felt like that off a film, ever.
Yeah.
It's done anything like that to me, ever.
No. Exactly the same. I said, because I watched it in 2 hours and I said to you, I haven't seen the rest of it, but up to now, I can panic and watching it.
Yeah.
Like, it's.
But isn't it weird when you can make your hands sweat and you, like, everything? It was weird what it done to you physically. Just off watching something.
Yeah.
It was so bizarre.
Brilliant. How it affects you.
Honestly, God. And the twist's brilliant in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
The twist, very Life of Pi-ish.
Yeah.
Life of Pi.
I did see the twist coming, you know.
Oh, did you? I never.
Did you?
I was onto it. But it's not a big deal in the film, is it? It's still like the rest of it is still.
Yeah. It's a minor bit.
It's
really
a minor bit, yeah, right.
Them vultures as well.
Yeah, the vultures. Oh, she has to eat the vulture. Man, Jesus. Anyway, but yeah, brilliant. Definitely recommend.
They kind of, as you're watching the first, I reckon, 10 minutes, there's things happening that will explain, not explain the rest of the film, but that tell you why. So like she does something with a light bulb. She charges her phone in
like
the very
that.
First couple of minutes. So it's like, this is going to appear later on. Yeah. The vultures are eating something. The vultures should only eat dead meat, but they're eating something that's still alive.
Yeah.
Oh, is that going to... I don't know.
That's going to be interesting.
So I think there was just a couple of things that annoyed me on it. It's the geeky thing. And if they're up at the top and they had 50 feet of rope, all you do is you wrap it around... And then you sort of go down, so there was an easy way out.
Was there?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, a
ridiculous... God, explain
so,
right,
they're up
to
the top
listeners.
Of the tower.
Yeah.
They're both clipped onto the rope.
one of the to drop the rope,
yeah,
down the tie so it loops, and then start going around the tower. So the rope.
So they would, walk around the tower.
Yeah, they're going to walk around each other. So the rope would start wrapping itself around the tower. When it's as close as possible, short as possible, they just need to basically go down, and the friction of the. Sorry, it's really boring and geeky, but there was an easy way out. Unfortunately, very easy, good straightforward way.
That's fine,
but
don't matter. Doesn't matter.
And I think the only other thing is how the ladder. I would have rather have seen the wells go than the bolts shear, because
I don't even know what was it a well?
I would have rather see wells fail than the bolts go.
That's interesting. He says that because what I was actually going to ask the pair of you is what would you do if you were in that situation?
There you go. Now you know.
What would you do if you done that?
Not a clue.
I think I'd have jumped off, you know.
I would have tried to climb down, yeah.
I like the way that they were up there, they didn't just say, oh my God, we're all dead. We're dead. They sort of like thought, no, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's all right. Oh God, look what's happened.
Yeah. And the drone was a good idea.
They didn't go stupid.
Oh.
And she jerks.
Oh man. Ooh.
But in a way, you'd rather that.
But also, she's at the top of the tower, and we're like, would you not just hold on? And she's at the tower, and she's like that, and she's leaning back, and she's perfect. And it's like, just hold on to something, please, or at least you.
Yeah. Well, lie down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a.
So high.
Yeah, sick inducing, like sort of nerve inducing film.
So brilliant. High. Brilliant. Just, for anyone who doesn't like heights as well, it's just like, I don't like heights, I'm not a fan of heights.
Yeah.
Just, it's gut wrenching at times. Like,
it was basically Fred Dibner with boobs, that's what it was.
And you know what? And there's not, like, there's a lot of boobs.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's part of the story.
And he talks about it, there is a reason.
Say why, don't he? But even like that, it's not like the climb. Was part of it as well. Wasn't like obviously getting up there, and it took them ages. And it would take them ages. But we see most of that climb, don't we? And like all the things they've got to get around and all that sort of. And it was great. I thought it was going to be at the end. I thought it was going to be like this is a Final Destination film. You know.
Is it?
Yeah. Because every when they're climbing up, you see like the things wobble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like the bolts wobble or whatever. Yeah. Like, I thought. So are they going to fall off, and then you wake up and like they're in the car down the bottom?
Oh, this
would have been a brilliant stealth Final Destination film.
Yeah.
But anyway, there you go. But yeah, it's
I highly recommend it to anyone though. Absolutely. And it's on Netflix, isn't it?
It's on Prime, I think, isn't it?
Oh, is it Prime? I thought it was on Netflix.
Oh yeah, it's alright. I'm on IMDb. Yeah, it's on Netflix.
I love some of the IMDb reviewers.
Oh, go on.
So. It's like they've lost their calling in life. God bless this person, by the way. Drowning in a sea of grief, 51 painful weeks after life-altering instant that scarred her for life. It's like, come on, you know, you're writing a review here. you know, we don't need that.
Yeah, someone's missed a call.
That was Lee, that. Lee Sackville, he's just done that review.
Oh, man. Well, we were talking about it as well, just to finish off on it. But is it a real thing? Is it a real tower? But there are real towers.
Yeah,
like
we spoke about this, didn't we?
Yeah. I don't think that's an actual real tower, but there's real towers.
But it looks
like
the part.
That.
It looks the part, though, doesn't it?
Well, that's one of the ways we've done it. They've done it as well. They filmed it on a cliff, which is already 2,000 feet up.
Mm.
And it's like, let's say, I don't know, 100 feet or whatever. I don't know what it is. And then green screen. When you see that at the bottom, they've green screened it. But generally, when it's looking out into like nowhere, they are 200 feet up. So.
Yeah. The tower at Winter Hill, so that's the one that we get all of our. That's 1,000 foot. So
is it?
I think there's the challenge for us.
Oh God, no chance. Would you? Can I just ask you the question? Would you do it? That what they did?
Not a chance. No. I wouldn't.
Yeah, I'd have to have someone down the bottom in case
it went wrong.
Yeah, and like,
why didn't they have more rope?
Because they had ladders.
Is it too, yeah. Would it be too heavy to take too much rope as well? And how did he get it?
Oh well,
spoilers, but how did they finish at the end?
Oh yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
How
did that thing
happen at the end?
Yeah, yeah.
What?
Anyway, I can't say because I don't want to spoil the end.
Yeah, I've seen it. I don't know what you're talking about.
I know, but these haven't.
Another thing is that with climbing ropes, so you know when you drop off a rope, climbing rope,
yeah,
it's got a fair bit of give in, and a lot of the times they were like breaking Bumps their back.
Says, yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know, it's like if you're going to do a film, because I thought it was a good idea,
it was 98% executed well, but there's just those little bits, like, go and do a little bit more research about it to make it more realistic.
Do you think with that little bit more research they could have got to 7?
I just think it would. I bet the people who are knocking it down are probably saying, oh, there'll be dickheads like me going, oh, well, they should have done this, and that those bolts are not the correct specific, you know. That
well, there'll be proper climbers.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. No, don't put yourself down. This. You wouldn't be like, there'll be a load of geeks doing that.
Don't put yourself down, there's no dickheads like you.
Okay. I'm really, but yeah, I liked it. But what I think, going back to what I think you're talking about,
at the very end.
At the very, very end.
The resolution of the story.
The resolution. Yes. How did he get to that resolution? That's what he's basically asking.
I think because of what she said initially. Do you remember her original... People will come and help us because of this. We're going to have to stop the recording.
I know, yeah.
I think
we're going to have to put that on in a second.
Yeah. I don't know what you mean by that, though.
The film.
They don't show you it.
And show me what you mean.
Yeah, well, when we finish the recording, I'll tell you.
But anyway, go and watch Fall.
Yeah,
it is boss. It's one of the best films I've seen this year. Like, definitely.
I agree. I proper agree. Yeah. 100%. I've never seen a film quite like it.
Yeah. Right, dead quick. What are you watching next? Go.
What are we watching?
What are you watching next, Richard Dalem? I was going to say Richard Pearce then. That's weird. Isn't it?
Go back to
you.
Oppenheimer and Barbie, hopefully.
Oh, yeah. Oppenheimer and Barbie, yeah.
Barbie Hammer.
I Mark went and seen them the same day.
Both of them?
Yeah.
Said so he's done Barbie Hammer?
Yeah, he watched Oppenheimer, went for a bevy and watched Barbie and then I said Barbie was better, but they're both brilliant.
Right, okay. But Barbie was better?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I know. But there's Indiana Jones, there's Mission Impossible. There's something else. Tales coming up next week. Need to watch all these. Yeah.
Oh, Oppenheimer, by the way, is number 21 on the films to see before you die.
Is it now?
Just before, behind 7.
Maybe you'll have to come and see it with you.
I know, I'll have to watch it on me.
3 hours 15 minutes.
I thought it was 3 on the
dot.
That's
like about 3 toilet breaks, you know.
I thought it was 3 on the dot, mate.
3 toilet breaks?
Sorry. 3 hours and it's a 15. Sorry, yeah, it's rated 15. 3
on the dot.
Spot on 3.
So it won't really be 3. Because if you take into consideration the tens at the end, it'll be about 2:45. It'll be 2:50.
Yeah, I agree. Right, we all done?
Yeah. You didn't say what you wanted to say.
Oh, what am I watching? All them.
All.
What about you?
All
Richard,
of them. I want to go back to The Departed and try and get Maddie, but we woke up to her throwing up this morning, she's never thrown up, but yeah, it was just like, way, everything's coming out of her stomach this morning.
Maybe Exorcist.
It was proper full on Exorcist.
She may be possessed.
Yeah.
And then that was it. So it was like 10 minutes of throwing up, and then so she's asleep at the moment. But yeah, I would like to try and watch The Departed. Or No Way Out. If anybody's, go see No Way Out.
Yeah.
Kevin Costner, 1987 film, I think. Brilliant film. Mm. Really, really good.
Smash.
So that's what I want to see next.
Can I say one more thing? If The Flash was cheaper than that, I'd get that as well.
Yeah,
if it was less than 20 quid, I'd find it for like $10 I would watch.
But also,
it'll be on Sky soon, like one though.
I used to always think I'm never buying any physical things anymore because of all the streaming services and Google. But I don't know if it's me, maybe our viewers could tell us, but I'm not getting the sound that I'm getting through Blu-ray, so I'm going back to Blu-ray now. So even if we did have things on streaming services, I wouldn't do them for something like The Flash.
Yeah.
Because I want that surround sound.
There's a lad on Twitter who was literally speaking about things. He literally keeps posting full films, full HD, full quality.
To watch on Twitter?
Yeah.
Does he?
Yeah. Put Oppenheimer on the other day, put Barbie on the
How's
other day.
How's he getting it?
And he put...
They're not cam.
I don't know, no, not cam.
No, they'll be proper digital.
Yeah.
Copies won't
get that used to be the way, didn't
it? It did, yeah.
Somebody at the back.
He put a thing on the majesty. He put FF full version of Oppenheimer and just threw it on.
Yeah.
And it was like proper top quality and all that. Mad. And there was a part of me, I thought, just told me.
Is it? Is it weird? Yeah. You've got to watch that.
But then how gutted would you be, right? If you put that on. And let's say, for example, you're going, actually, this is all right, I'm loving this and all that.
Yeah.
And then halfway through it got cut down. Yeah. And you'd watch that. Because it's on for that long, isn't it?
Yeah. I know.
And you'd be like, oh my God. You'd be gutted, wouldn't
you? I was enjoying that.
Yeah.
Ah, well.
We don't condone all those behaviours, by the way, of people posting their
But we don't judge either.
No, we don't judge. Yeah. We're not We're not judgy people, are we?
No, we're not. We just judge films.
Yeah, yeah.
And acting.
Yeah. And the writing, all of it.
CGI. Yeah. Right, thanks for listening, buddy. If you want to get in contact on all socials, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, what is it called, X now? God knows.
But it's actually, this is the thing.
It's still Twitter on my phone. Yeah.
I think he just wants it being referred to as X, doesn't
probably.
He?
I think it's a ploy, but
we're not. I'm always going to call it Twitter.
It's the
Twitter. It'll always be Twitter.
But is this Elon Musk's
changing?
He's trying to change the name to X.
Hey, we'll talk about it later. Wait, if you want to email us, we're on checkflixhotmail.com.
So
and
tweet?
Next episode, Rich is talking about X. Richard, what's next?
I'm going to X.
What's
I'm
our next?
Tweet I think we need to look at. Another film
Soon Before We Die.
No, another film from a certain year.
Let's do it,
because we haven't done that for a long time.
Right, take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.